For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello there, fantasy baseball fans. I'm Paul Williamson. This is Fantasy MLB Today, a Sports Ethos presentation, and I am happy to bring you your pitcher streams for today and tomorrow. I hope all y'all are doing well. I'm doing this podcast without coffee in me. That's insane. It is 10:30 in the morning, and I haven't had coffee. I don't know if I would listen to anything I have to say after this, because I'm generally not a very pleasant person to be around without coffee. Yes, I'm that person. If I don't have coffee, I generally don't want anybody to talk to me until I do. But you know what? I didn't have time. I'm a man of the people. I'd rather give y'all the streams than let me have coffee. That's how much I love you guys. That's how much I want y'all to win your leagues. And I want you at the end of the year to go, Paul, thank you for sacrificing so much. Because I have sacrificed today, y'all. I haven't had coffee and I'm still doing the podcast. Yeah, you're freaking welcome, all right? You're welcome. It's fine, all right? It's fine, all right? And you know what? I'm a little mad at all of you. I'm mad at fantasy baseball owners right now. I will tell you why I'm mad. You got me upset. I thought I didn't have to talk about so many pitchers today, but y'all aren't rostering people you're supposed to be rostering, which means I got to talk about more people, which means I got to do more work. And you know what? I think it's a conspiracy. I think all the managers out there are going, you know what? Let's don't pick up the right people so that we can make Paul talk longer, right? Because my streams are based on rostership. And if you guys aren't rostering the players that need to be rostered, then they stay streams. And there are some pitchers on this list that, damn it, I don't want to talk about them on the show ever again. They need to be 65% rostered or more, so I don't have to talk about them anymore. We'll get there here in a second, but let me give you some groveling pleading. Please go follow me at PaulW_34 at PaulW_34 Sports Ethos Fantasy Baseball at Ethos Fantasy BB at Ethos Fantasy BB. We got a lot of awesome things going on over there. We got the Fantasy NFL podcast, NFL Today podcast happening, the Fantasy NBA Today podcast happening. We got new individual team podcasts. I believe the Pelicans podcast just started up for us. We got a lot going on in the podcast network in the Sports Ethos world. Go give us a follow. Go figure it out. Just give us a follow, man. The NBA side of things are currently in the process of chugging out season recaps. I personally just knocked out the Hornets. The Hornets were a very... The Hornets had a down season, had all the injuries. That was a lovely one to write, to talk about all the random people that got to play for them. Go check out the season recaps. I got the Rockets coming up next week, and that's going to be a lot more interesting than the Hornets. Anyways, go check it all out, man. We've got a lot of awesome things happening. Let's get to the groveling and the begging for Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA and NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the game is being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code BELEAV, B-L-E-A-V, that's B-L-E-A-V, to get your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts. All right, y'all, let's get into today's streams. Just briefly, before I get into tomorrow's streams, you know the drill. 65% and under, it will be on the list. Everybody on the list is at least a 15-team deep league option, at least. All right, unless I say otherwise. Let's get into it. All right, there are... The fades are going to dominate today. There really is one stream that I think you can chase in 15 team leagues for sure. 12 teamers, I think it's kind of iffy. That's Feltner. He's got Oakland. He hasn't done well against Miami and Detroit. He's a very iffy 12 team start. 15 teams, okay. Someone like Darius Vines got pushed back to tomorrow. I'll talk about his replacement when I get to Vines. But I don't think that his replacement is much worth anything more than a win chance against the Cubs because he does have the brave offense behind him. But we'll get to there here in a second. Let's go through some of the fades for today. Joey Estes against Colorado. I'm not doing it. Andrew Heaney. I normally like Heaney, but he's got the Phillies. Oh, hell no. Ben Brown. I like Ben Brown a lot, but he's got the Braves. Huh, nope. Frankie Montas against the Padres? I don't think so. Mason Black is not good enough. I don't care that he has the Pirates. Matt Waldron, the knuckleballer? I don't think so. Mike Clevinger, I thought he might be a decent 15-team play against if he were to pitch today, but he's not. If he were to have pitched yesterday, but he gets Baltimore. Nope, not doing that. So look, all the fades today, all the streams, all the people that are available, you're probably not going to use. So yeah, let's move on to tomorrow's streams. Let's talk Tyler Alexander, 1% owned. He's got the Royals. Look, I think he's a 15 deep league play. He has a 517 ERA, a 456 xFIP. That's not all that great, but look, he has very good command. He has a low walk rate at 6.8%. And look, he got no hits through 7 innings in his last outing, but that was a lot of BABIP up, right? He had a 100 BABIP in that game, and I think about 21, 22 balls in play. But look, he has excellent command at 69.2% strike rate, right? He throws almost 70% of his pitches are strikes. He has excellent command, and I like that. And whenever you get a pitcher with at least really good command facing a offense in the Royals are 17th in the league in WRC plus against lefties. So it's not an offense that necessarily scares me all that much. He's got good enough. He's got a good enough command to make it work. So I like Tyler Alexander in 15 team leagues or more. If you're in like a normal 12 team league type situation, I'm not using him. But if you're one of those deeper leagues, I think you can take a shot. Let's talk Alek Manoah. All right, he's had 3 starts so far, and it's been a bit of a mixed bag, but the last start looked really good. He has a 3 ERA so far with a 401 xFIP. He's finally shown excellent command. Like, that command was really there last time. He really executed his pitch as well. He now has a 30.1% CSW. In that game, he had a 30% CSW. He threw 67 of his pitches for strikes. And I think that he can be, if he's not already, I think a lot of y'all already have added him. He's at 50% rostered. I think that is a plus. And I think that if he continues to execute the pitches like he did, having that kind of command like he showed, I think he could really be a nice rest of season add for people. And he's got Detroit today. So I think with the Tigers, it makes him for a... It's still a little risky, right? I mean, he did start off the year awful. The second start was a little better. The third one was better. The progression is there. He has the Tigers. So in 12 teamers, you go for it, right? I wouldn't blame you since it was so good last time. If you're like me and you're a little risk averse and you're a little war and I'm trying to get my ERA to whip up, guys. I've had some underperforming pitchers. I need to improve my ERA and whip, which means someone like Alek Manoah does kind of scare me because it can fall apart again. You know, it's hard to read into one really good start and say for sure he is a stream or he is a start. And I know it's the Tigers, right? But if that command falls off again, then it can look real ugly real fast. But look, Tigers, 12-teamers, go for it. I wouldn't blame you. 15-teamers, deeper leagues, absolutely. But Alek Manoah, just know there is a word of caution if you do go with him. All right, Logan Allen against the Angels. He's 21% owned, and this is a pretty decent start here. He has a 4.91 ERA, but that should be better. He has a 4.16 xFIP. You know, that's not a great xFIP, but the ERA, you're going to get some positive regression from the ERA at least. He does have a good walk rate of 7.4%, a great CSW, 28.4%, and he's on a bit of a heater. The last 12 innings pitched, last two outings, he has 0 earned runs, 11 hits, 2 walks, 10 strikeouts. His swing and strike rate for those two games were 12.6 and 13.5% respectively. The CSW in those two games at 31% and 34% respectively. And look, he can execute his pitches in different ways, right? We've seen him change eye levels of the batters, going high low. Last time he went more arm side with a lot of his pitches. So he can kind of mix it up depending on the matchup. And I think he's got a decent one today in the Angels. I do think the Angels are a little bit of a better offense against lefties. Their WRC plus against lefties is better than it is against righties. But I've said this before, a lot of these Angel numbers are kind of inflated because they do include some Mike Trout games. But overall, I do think the Angels are still a solid matchup. I think that he has a good, decent enough walk rate. CSW is there. The way that he's been able to execute his pitches over the past couple outings gives me some really good hope that Logan Allen will be a solid player today. All right, let's talk Matt Manning just real quick. He is a deep league play at best. That's the only reason why he's here. He has terrible, really everything. The ERA is like 4.80. The xFIP is over 5. But look, there was a 16 inning stretch of 3 starts before the last one. Before the last one, let's just put that out there. He had 19 strikeouts and 16 innings pitched. He has an 11.6% strikeout swinging strike rate and a 29.3% CSW. Those numbers, and against Toronto, the numbers aren't great for Matt Manning. I think the potential is there for you to at least keep your eye on him in 12-teamers, see how he does. He's not there in 12-teams, that's for damn sure. But 15-teamers, I think you can go ahead and chase the strikeout upside that exists with Manning.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Especially since he has Toronto, the offense doesn't scare me. Let's talk Patrick Sandoval. He's 8% owned. He's got Cleveland. And one thing before I get into it, I will admit this. Cleveland has the 5th best WRC plus against lefties. That gives me a little bit of pause, but I still like Patrick Sandoval today in 12-team leagues. Let me tell you why. He has a 4.59 ERA, but the xFIP is 3.68. He does have a really good strikeout rate of 23.8%. He has an 8.9% walk rate, which isn't all that great, but it's not like terrible or anything. Let's see here. He has a 12.9% swing and strike rate, a 29.8% CSW. I think I already said that. Sorry. But look, he got 9 whiffs on his changeup against Texas last time out with a 13% swing and strike rate against them. So look, he did well against Texas. He missed the bats against Texas. For rest of season value with Sandoval, if we can start to see a little bit better command on things, then I think that a little bit better command, especially on things outside of his changeup, then I think he can be a really good rest of season play. And that's all he really needs, right? Because the changeup has been fantastic. It's just a matter of commanding, getting the command on the rest of his pitches, right? But I think for tomorrow against Cleveland, he has that strikeout upside. He has a decent xFIP that shows his ERA should be coming down. He did well against Texas, getting those 9 whiffs on the changeup. I think there's enough there for you to say Patrick Sandoval is a decent start against Cleveland and 12-teamers and 15-teams for sure. All right, as promised, we'll talk a little bit about the Atlanta Braves starting pitching situation. Darius Vines now gets Pittsburgh tomorrow, whereas A.J. Smith will pitch today. Look, I think that both of these pitchers are just a win chance because they do have the Braves offense behind them. Even though the strikeout rate and the walk rate for Schauver is huge on both. I mean, you can get a lot of strikeouts. You also get a lot of walks today. He's a very risky play. Darius Vines gets Pittsburgh now, so that's good, right? So Vines now gets a better matchup. That's a great win chance. Especially going into the weekend, you might have a better chance, a better idea in your head-to-head leagues what your ERA and WHIP looks like. So if you're just chasing wins, then I think Darius Vines can be a real nice play for you in those head-to-head leagues going into the weekend. So that's for tomorrow, though. But look, just keep in mind with Vines, there's not a lot of upside, right? It's not like AJ Smith Schwalber, where you've got a high strikeout rate with that kind of upside that doesn't really exist with Vines, but he has the matchup. He has a great win chance. He can go 5. His numbers are really high because his only 2 starts have been against Houston and Texas. But he gets Pittsburgh now. It should be easier. I like Vines as a good win chance in most leagues. Alrighty. We're going to talk Braxton Garrett. He is 39% owned. He has Arizona. He has a 10.74 ERA in his 3 starts. That's not pretty. But the xFIP is 3.39. That's a massive gap. That's showing that he should have been a lot better. He's got a bit of an unlucky streak happening with Garrett. He does have a 27% strikeout rate, a 6.4% walk rate. He has a 29.4% CSW. Those are all really solid numbers. His swinging strike rate isn't all that great at 10.6%. But I feel like that number is going to come up eventually once he gets his arsenal going. Last time out, he got more whiffs on multiple pitches as opposed to just getting it on his changeup. I can't remember, but he only got it on 1 pitch last time out on two outings ago. Last time out, he got whiffs on multiple pitches throughout his arsenal, which tells me that things are coming around a little bit. I still think he is showing signs of rust. Right. So I think that he is still a bit of a risky 12 team play right now. I think 15 teamers, I think he's okay now. And that's in that tier. Right. If you're in a deeper league, I can see Garrett being someone you can go after today. But in 12 teamers, I still think it's a little risky against Arizona. He is showing a little bit of rust still until he fully puts it together and shows that he's fully ramped up and back. I don't know if I'm trusting him in 12 teams yet, but he's on the way there. Right. He is on the way there at 39% owned. You can go ahead and at least. You can use a roster spot on him, right? And see what happens, especially if you can spare one. But I'm also not breaking down any doors to get the Braxton Garrett either. Until he shows it, I'm not starting him. All right. Christian Scott, 29% owned against the Giants. And I thought he'd be a little more owned than this. I think that it's a mistake that y'all panic dropped him after the bad start against the Marlins. I mean, he's down 6%. Have we forgotten the upside? He has a 4.32 ERA, but that xFIP is 3.86. He has a 23.9% strikeout rate, a 5.6% walk rate, a 15.6% swing and strike rate. 15.6% swing and strike rate. What are we doing here, guys? Why do we panic drop guys after one bad start against a bad offense? It's just one start. This was a massive mistake. His xFIP of 3.86 shows that he is underperforming a little bit, and his xFIP all throughout the minors was pretty good as well. I think that the history of Scott throughout the minors has carried over more into the majors than people may think. That swinging strike rate and that strikeout upside is great. He has the Giants. Go with Christian Scott. All right, let's talk Christopher Sanchez. And now we're getting into a couple of names now that I alluded to at the beginning of the podcast, where I just think y'all just want to hear me talk. Christopher Sanchez is only 60% owned. So you 10-teamers out there, go pick him up. If you're in those shallower formats, you haven't picked him up yet, what are you doing? He has a 3.31 ERA, a 3.10 xFIP. He has a 22% strikeout rate. Look, the walk rate is a little high at 8.5%, but he hasn't had a walk, but he didn't allow a walk last time out. He had a 12% strikeout rate, a 28% CSW. Look, he got 11 whiffs against the changeup. So it's showing that pitch is coming around. Look, that changeup will need a friend for rest of season value, because the expected slugging percentage against the sinker isn't all that great. But the potential is there. Anytime you've got that 3.10 xFIP, you got a good strikeout rate, a walk rate that seems to be coming down because he didn't allow a walk last time out. So the command should be coming around a little bit more for him. I like Christopher Sanchez in this start. But I think that you need to kind of keep an eye out on that sinker to see if the changeup can have a friend. If they can't have a friend, then I can see Sanchez's rest of season value not being as great as it looks right now. However, I think it's going to come around. I think he's a very talented pitcher, and I think the numbers are backing it up. You're going with Sanchez. Let's talk Mackenzie Gore, guys. And this is the part of the program where I love you. I love you very much, but you know what? Why the hell aren't we rostering Mackenzie Gore? He is 47% owned. That is only 3% more than James freaking Paxton. And we're going to talk more about James Paxton later, but Mackenzie Gore, put some respect on this man's name. Put some respect on it. He is an elite pitcher. He needs to be rostered everywhere. I don't understand why he's only 47% owned. He has a 3.30 ERA, backed up with an xFIP of 3.38. He has a 27% strikeout rate, backed up with a 14.3% swing and strike rate, a 28.2% CSW. He has expected pitches on his entire pitch mix is fantastic. I'm not seeing anything that tells me that Mackenzie Gore shouldn't be more than 47% rostered. He needs to be rostered everywhere. And you know what? I think it's a conspiracy, right? Y'all love my voice, and y'all know that if you roster Mackenzie Gore, then I won't be talking about him. And so y'all just want to hear my voice, right? That's what this is. That's the only thing I can think of as to why it is. Y'all driving me nuts. Driving me nuts. I don't want to ever talk about Mackenzie Gore ever again as a stream. That is a disrespectful term to put on Mackenzie Gore's name. He is not a stream. He is an ad, a rest of season ad. You are starting him against every offense. Yes, every offense. Mackenzie Gore is that dude. Go get him.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right. All right, children. I'm sorry for being so mean. I'm sorry for being so rude. We're getting toward the end, and I don't want to leave the podcast. I don't want us to leave the podcast with any negative feelings. So I'll be nice for here on out, I promise. Let's talk Miles Michaelis. 7% known, he is the Cubs. 19th in WRC Plus against righties. And I think that he is a good chance to get you a quality start, but that's about it in terms of 12 teamers. He does have a 5.37 ERA backed up with an xFIP of 4.11, but there is no strikeout upside, only 17% strikeout rate, but he has excellent command, 4.8% on the walk rate. The CSW is still 27.8%, and look, the swing and strike rate is only 7.7%, but the CSW is 27.8%. That means that he has great command. He's just not missing bats, right? And so that means, you know, against a middling offense, Michaelis can get you a decent quality start. I can see him going six innings, three earned runs or less. That is definitely in the cards. But the Cardinals suck, so the win chance isn't really there. Not going to get a whole lot of strikeouts. The Cubs are a decent enough offense where I can see them getting more than three runs and really just blowing all this shit out of the water. So there isn't, it's not like Michaelis has no risk. It's not like you're just going to plug him in there, get yourself a quality start and move on. While that is very possible, I'm not, even with the quality start in mind, I don't know if I'm going with Michaelis tomorrow. He's just very risky. He doesn't have a ton of upside. The Cubs offense isn't terrible, but it's good enough where I can see them making Michaelis pay. If you want to chase a quality start in your league, I can see you going for it, especially in 15-team deeper leagues. But for the most part, Michaelis isn't somebody that I'm really going after. All right, James Paxton, 44% owned. How is someone that has a 27% strikeout rate and all the numbers that I just gave you have similar numbers to someone who has a 5.43 xFIP? He has a 5.43 xFIP. His walk rate is 13%. His strikeout rate is only 13%. He didn't walk anybody in two straight outings, so I'll give you that. You know, the command is starting to come around and he's looking a little better. But look, the expecteds on his fastball are ridiculous. 458 expected slugging, a 396 xWOBA or xWOBA. You're here for the win chance only with Paxton. He has the Reds, right? So the win chance with the Dodgers is really nice. I can see you chasing that win chance. But he's got the Reds in Great America Ballpark. I can see this start really blowing up your whip in the ERA. But like I said, you know, if you want to chase the win with James Paxton, go for it. And 44% owned with Mackenzie Gore at 47% owned just drives me nuts. Go add Gore. If you don't want to chase this start, drop Paxton and add Gore. That right there, considering the roster ship numbers, if you're looking for an easy drop, I would drop Paxton for Gore yesterday. That should have been done a long time ago. If you're sitting there with Paxton on your roster, but Gore is on your waiver wire, what are you drinking? What are you smoking? Because it can't be good for you. It can't be. All right, y'all. That's enough. Thank y'all so much for joining me. It's as always, it's been fun with this program. I hope I wasn't too mean on you. Just go add gore. It's not that hard. Just go do it. Thank y'all so much for joining me. It's been a pleasure. Go follow me at PaulW_34, at PaulW_34. Follow Sports Ethos Fantasy Baseball at Ethos Fantasy BB. That's at Ethos Fantasy BB. And this episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Thank y'all for joining me.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.